A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Paul is sharing his heart. He pours out his inner emotions and the trials and temptations that he and his team have been through to this Corinthian church. And he feels more free to do so because they have repented. For in the next chapter he says, "Oh, what godly grief you have shown, and what repentance has resulted from it." And he praises them for what has happened in their midst. For in the previous letter he had sharply rebuked them, but now they had truly repented. Now, coming to himself, he speaks about a sorrow. We're looking these days at grief, proper grief. We started with Matthew 5 verse 4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." We've looked at the importance of proper mourning. A grief that is from God, not a worldly grief that is produced by being caught, a feeling of shame because others might know what you've been up to. That is a worldly grief. And Paul says, rightly so, in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, that the sorrow of the world produces death. Now here he's speaking of another type of sorrow, which, as he shares it, we begin to realize that sometimes we experience the same emotions. He says, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. He has been sharing here about the difficulties they've been going through. They have sometimes been honored, but sometimes been dishonored. They have experienced evil reports, in verse 8, and sometimes good reports. As deceivers they had been branded. And yet he says, we were always true. Verse 9 he says, we were sometimes unknown, unrecognized, and yet well known. And he means they're well known by God and all of heaven. He says, and sometimes as dying, and behold we live, as chastened, and yet not killed. And here this part fits in, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. It sounds like a contradiction of emotions, and yet there is joy that Christians can experience when there has been comfort. For instance, when you might have prayed for loved ones who have rejected the Lord Jesus, how you are comforted when the Lord saves them. Mourned over the sin of other brothers and sisters, what comfort when they turn back to the Lord. May you walk in the sorrow and comfort and joy of the Lord.